Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, will Hampshire County Council's consultation have an impact on East Hampshire District Council? Locals from 5 to 85 borrow litter picking equipment for Petersfield Society's Easter cleanup. How could County Council cuts affect local community transport? And a Shine Radio listener is among the winners in this week's East Hants Community Lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rishi Sunak will declare a critical national endeavour to secure the future of the UK's nuclear industry with a package of investment aimed at boosting skills and jobs amid concerns about defence spending. The Prime Minister will tout a new fund backed by £20 million of public money to support growth in Barrett and Furness. A former royal advisor says the speculation surrounding the health of the Princess of Wales is the worst he's seen. Kate revealed on Friday she's having preventative chemotherapy. Paddy Halverson is a former advisor to the Prince and Princess of Wales.
They're a family. They're just really a bit like you and I. Lots of families have dealt with this. And what do families need when they're facing cancer is time. Time to come to terms with it individually, as a couple, and then with their children.
The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has pledged not to expand the capital's ultra-low emission zone scheme if he returns the role after May's election. In a letter to London's Transport Commissioner Andy Lord, Mr Khan wrote he had categorically ruled out the introduction of a pay-per-mile scheme, as well as any tightening of ULEZ emission standards. Simon Harris has been confirmed as the new leader of Fine Gael, paving the way for him to become Ireland's youngest Taoiseach. He's currently the Further and Higher Education Minister. He'll be formally elected to the role in April, following the Easter recess. Football fans have been supporting motor neurone disease this weekend with one of the biggest fundraising events organised by former footballers Marcus Stewart and Stephen Darby. Our reporter Phil Towers has been on the streets asking people why they are taking part.
During the time that Stephen Darby, who's one of the former sportsmen who's suffering with MND now, he was playing for Bradford at the time that that we were supporting them, and we got to know him quite well. And because of that, I think we were then made aware of what MND is, and it's just the most horrendous. I just cannot imagine what it's like to live with it.
And an eight-year-old mountaineer from Cumbria says he's excited ahead of climbing to Mount Everest Base Camp with his mother to raise money for charity. Frankie McMillan's been regularly climbing mountains with his mother since he was a toddler. He became the youngest Briton to climb Mount Olympus in Greece last year. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eatbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Gareth Boys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Will Hampshire County Council's consultation have an impact on East Hampshire District Council? Councillor Richard Millard is urging everyone to complete the consultation that will end in March. He says that Hampshire has an extremely difficult job to do. He wants to work with the county, especially in regards to the proposed closure of the local tip.
I think it's important to recognise that Rob has got an extremely difficult job to do. I certainly would hesitate to want to have to try and undertake it. And I think he's doing it in the best way. I think that everybody has to be realistic to the fact that because of government cuts and reductions in government support, districts and counties are going to have to make these very, very difficult decisions. Do I agree with all of the decisions and the proposals that have come forward? No. And I've had that discussion with Rob in detail. One particularly, which is clearly very emotive to all of us, is the tips. Do I think it's the appropriate thing to close the tips? No, I don't.
Locals from 5 to 85 borrow litter picking equipment for Petersfield Society's Easter clean-up. Dozens of children were on the hunt for Easter eggs hidden in Petersfield Physic Garden at the launch on Saturday. Abby was on hand to help the Easter rabbits.
You know, the idea of a litter pick is about, well, obviously it's about cleaning up the town, but it's also finding stuff. It's like an Easter egg trail, isn't it? So I think the idea of the Easter egg trail got them in the mood for finding things, and then they were going around thinking like, oh, let's find litter now. So that was great. There was just a big group of children who were being like, I found some litter in the garden instead of out in Petersfield. So hopefully it will continue out into Petersfield and they can pick up litter there.
And how many children do you think came?
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, I made loads of bags last night. I made 49 bags and I think I've got about 6 left.
All this week, we're looking at public services which could be affected by County Council cuts. Today, our focus is on local community transport. Proposals to cut bus routes could have a particular impact on people living in local villages and the vulnerable, according to Councillor Jamie Matthews.
This is more than just cutting bus services. This is affecting some of the most vulnerable people in our society. This is increasing social isolation. That there are huge knock-on impacts that may actually affect the county's budget in other ways in terms of social services and so on. So I think they really need to look at this in the round. And I would also urge them to look at alternatives, because in their consultation at the moment, there is no alternative. They have one proposal, which is to cut the services, and there's no proposals to actually redesign any of these services and see if there's more efficient transport services. There's just a single proposal, which is to cut them all.
And the consultation on future services is open until Sunday. We've put the link at shineradio.uk. And a Shine Radio listener is among the winners in this week's East Hants Community Lottery. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 7, 8, 2, 4, 5, 1. You can support your community by taking part in the East Hants Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit: the Rosemary Foundation Hospice at Home, Artscape, and Petersfield Infant School. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hectors, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, this is Maggie for Shine Radio with the weather for the Peters Fair. This morning there will be thick cloud with a chance of light rain and drizzle. It will be mild with a southwesterly breeze making it feel around 7 degrees with a maximum temperature of 10 degrees. If you are out and about today, be prepared for the odd rain shower. The pollen count today is low. Have a lovely day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Work continues on Station Road, that remains closed with the diversion in place. Cook's Pond Lane remains closed as well today, the diversion is in place there. And there's multiway lights on Chapel Street today and on Midhurst Road, so delays are likely in both of those locations. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.